dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And it's time for You Big Dummy! Leading up to our Dummy of the Year. We got a lot of dummy stories to get to. We got to narrow them down. These were all the winners from each week between April and June of last year as we climb towards the Dummy of the Year. So let's get ready. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Houston police had to be called to help a man who had been duct taped to a yield sign after losing a bet. By the way, the picture is on our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. It's pretty special. Facebook.com/NickDShow. When they arrived, they discovered a second man attempting to cut down his friend, Miguel Chavez, who had been taped to the sign as punishment for losing a bet. Chavez said he lost a bet that he placed on the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors game. He said his punishment was to either allow himself to be duct taped to a street sign or a car, and he decided to flip a coin. Heads was for the pole, tails was for the car, Chavez told the TV. It landed on heads and everything went from there. Police said Chavez, they helped Chavez down from the pole and gave him a ride home. No charges were filed in the incident.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A man who posted on social media that he wasn't going to prison and wished police luck finding him has been captured. The sheriff's office put a warrant out for 36-year-old Ricky Raton on Friday after the man failed to appear in court. Deputies say that he then posted on social media that he was, quote, wasn't going to prison this time and wished law enforcement luck finding him. On Tuesday night, Raton was found in an SUV, ran away from the deputies, pulled over, and when the car was pulled over, when he didn't listen to deputies' commands to stop running, the sheriff's office said that K-9 Dexter was released and caught Raton. Raton was treated with bite wounds and then booked at the Polk County Jail. I love the fact that the dog's name was Dexter. K-9 Dexter. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A man has been charged with several crimes after he set up a table and chair in the middle of the street to eat pancakes. Lakeland police were originally called about the incident on Tuesday. Police were told that a man was sitting in a chair with a small table and appeared to be eating pancakes. When police arrived, the man left the area. However, a video of the incident was later posted on Facebook, and he told police that it was a prank. Police Thomas said that he lived 100 yards from the intersection, and a lot of people tagged the video with Thomas's name. Police said his actions prevented vehicles from moving and created an obstruction. Police did not say if Thomas finished his breakfast. This listener, by the way, this story was sent to us by listener Bill.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. This was sent to us by our buddy Peter in Decatur. Thank you, Peter. Nearly a year after police officers ticketed Eden Mahek for loudly belching next to him, the man was one on appeal. Mahek was at an amusement park eating a kebab when he let out a huge burp. An officer was next to him and went on to fine Mahek. On the ticket, the police officers said that Mahek violated, quote, public decency with a loud belch next to a police officer. Mayock was fined 70 euros. That's about 75 U.S. dollars. However, the courts have now ruled Mayock's favor. In his favor, it says there was never proof that he burped or disrespected the officer. Mayock's belch resonated in Austria long after it was admitted. Groups organized to support him, and a kebab chain paid for Mayock to go on a trip to Istanbul.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A Florida man driving a motor scooter was pulled over because he was using his cell phone as a headlight. I remember this one. A Pasco County Sheriff's Office shared the information in a Facebook post. Corporal Barrel conducted a traffic stop early Tuesday on a scooter seen driving U.S. Highway 19 with a broken headlight. The driver was using a cell phone light as a headlight. The phone was bungee corded to his mirror, said the police office. It wasn't such a bright idea, the post quipped.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Dummy six. Police in New Hampshire stopped a driver accused of using a cheese wrapper in place of his registration stickers. Alexandria police shared photos of the fake registration stickers. It was made from advertising flyers and a wrapper for cracked pepper sharp cheese. We can't even file it under A for effort in that category, police department said. Her car had been towed and impounded until she is able to require the proper registration. She was also charged with driving without proof of insurance.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. Super dummy. In this house, you got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Police say a Florida man attempted to bribe an officer with Taco Bell. Officer Joshua Glass stopped the driver of a black Honda and noticed two small bags of white powder in the center console. The driver then tried to cover the bags with his cell phone. When questioned, the driver took the officer, told the officer that it was just cocaine residue and offered Glass a quote-unquote hookup on Taco Bell if the officer would ignore the drugs. A hookup of Taco Bell. According to the report, Officer Glass thanked him for the offer since he liked Taco Bell, but he declined, and then the man was arrested.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. I have something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. A water tower in Wisconsin, in the Wisconsin village of Sussex, was left with the word sex written on one side due an unfinished paint job. The contractor said that the letters S-E-X were left alone on the side of the tower after workers experienced a venting issue that forced them to stop work. A village administrator said he believed the workers left the three letters up intentionally to get a few laughs, and the contractor said they didn't mind the attention. The contractor said, "We kind of like the honks when they go by and a little bit of road traffic. The message is to be covered up on Thursday as work continues on the other side of the tower, which features the word Sussex in its entirety." The town experienced a similar incident 20 years ago when the word sex was also displayed on the water tower, and the contractor could not guarantee the result wouldn't be repeated a third time once work was started on the other side of the tower.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. We got a few more dummies and we got a vote. That's all coming up right here, but we got a break right now for weather and for traffic. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. We are counting down to the dummy of the year. Let's get back to you, big dummy. Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. By the way, the video is available on our Facebook page for this story. Dummy number nine video available on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDisha. A Florida man was arrested after he stuffed 15 bottles of motor oil and 30 DVDs into his pants at a store. Detective Phil Ryan was parked outside a 7-Eleven store and noticed a man walk out of the store with a significantly more bulk inside of his pants than when he went outside. Ryan then confronted the man. Ryan found William Jason Hall with 15 quart-sized bottles of Pennzoil motor oil and 30 used treasure hunt DVDs in his pants, the officer said. Hall was arrested on charge of theft, but was upgraded to a felony due to his being his third arrest on the charge. Quote, Mr. Hall, the next time you need some motor oil and last-minute gifts, pay for them, please. That guy in the car outside might just be a plainclothes detective, the sheriff's office said in a Facebook post. What is it? Did we just discover what the treasure hunt DVDs were?
Yeah, I think they were like a lot, like a banner underneath. They sold a whole bunch of like schlocky.
Oh, so he just. Oh, I see. So treasure hunt DVDs, quote unquote, and they were used, by the way.
I'll spell it for you: D-U-M-M-Y. Period.
Dummy number 10, dummy number 10, dummy number 10. A man who grew pot because he thought it would be legal soon has been arrested. St. Albans police say that they came across Michael Marshall while investigating a hunting violation. Marshall fled into a house after a confrontation with police and then consented to a search of his residence. Police seized 13 full-grown marijuana plants and 27 smaller plants. Marshall told them he thought marijuana would be legalized soon, so he wanted to get an early start on growing it for future sale. The possession of small amounts of marijuana has been decriminalized in the state of Vermont, but it's still illegal for recreational use. Police issued Marshall a citation to appear in court next month.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number 11, dummy number 11. 11 dummies. Video, by the way, again, available on our Facebook page. You should always like our Facebook page. Lots of stuff happening there, including the video of this story. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Police in Florida are searching for a man who tripped over his pants while fleeing the scene of a burglary. The sheriff's office shared surveillance video of two men robbing an unlocked car when one's pants fell down, causing him to trip as he ran towards the getaway car. The two men stole loose change, a phone charger, and a $500 stethoscope. I remember the stethoscope detail. From an unlocked luxury car, WPLG reported. A passing vehicle cut the robbery short as the two thieves quickly abandoned the search and returned to their vehicle. The driver made his way to the getaway car first, but his partner then fell flat on his face after his pants fell around his ankles. Don't be caught with your pants down, the sheriff's office wrote in their post. Lock your cars. And by the way, that video is hilarious. If you've not seen it, it's on our Facebook page and you should see it.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number 12. Dummy number 12. Dummy 12. A suspect who handed a deputy a get-out-of-jail-free Monopoly card during a traffic stop was still arrested. Deputy Mike Vi pulled over a car registered to a woman with outstanding warrant. He didn't find the suspect, but he run the license plate of the passenger in the back seat who wasn't wearing a seatbelt. When he discovered the man had an outstanding warrant, he asked him to step outside. That's when the smirking suspect asked the deputy to check his front pocket. Vi said, I thought he might be giving me a heads up about a controlled substance or maybe a dirty Kleenex. That's when he found the Monopoly card. The suspect explained that he kept it in his pocket, quote unquote, just in case. Unfortunately for him, police did not accept his Monopoly card and took him to actual jail. Later, the Dakota Police Department shared a picture of the card on their Facebook page with a caption that read, "We appreciate the humor, A for effort."
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
All right. Time to vote, everybody. Let's see. We're narrowing it down. We have to narrow it down to one. Let me do a recap for everybody, just to recap everybody. We have the dummy who was duct taped to a street sign because he lost a bet. We have the dummy who posted on social media that he wasn't going back to prison and then he was captured. We have the dummy who set up a table and a chair in the middle of the street to eat pancakes. We have the dummy policeman who ticketed a guy for belching too loud. We have the dummy motor scooter driver who was using his cell phone as a headlight. The dummy who used a cheese wrapper in place of her registration tickets for her car. The dummy who tried to bribe an officer with the hookup for Taco Bell. The dummies who stopped painting the Sussex water tower signs water tower so it just read SEX. We have the dummy who stuffed 15 bottles of motor oil and 30 used DVDs into his pants at a store. We have the dummy who was growing pot in his house because he figured it would be legal soon. The dummy who tripped over his pants while fleeing a burglary, and the dummy who had a get-out-of-jail Monopoly card who gave the cop when he got pulled over. All right, again, a good batch because these were all winners from last year. These were all winners, so it's never easy when we're narrowing it down to the dummy of the year. But, Dan, let's start with you.
My wife would like me to vote for the Taco Bell dummy, but I think I've got to go Monopoly card dummy.
You're going Monopoly card, but Eileen wanted. What is there a specific reason? Is she listening?
She just said Taco Bell dummy for the win.
All right. So we got get out of jail card. I'm going to put Eileen in on this one because she's listening. She's voting for the Taco Bell guy for the hookup. That's the key right there. Hey, forget about the cocaine, man. I got you a hookup to Taco Bell. All right. Hang on. We're going to take a break, okay? Esmeralda will find out what you're going to vote for and what I'm going to vote for, and we'll crown the next chapter in the Dummy series. We got to hit the news coming up here in a second. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. Means Fly Jams Friday shall commence. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies as well. And we're wrapping up with You Big Dummy on our way to Dummy of the Year. So Dan has already voted, and we had Dan's wife, Eileen, because she's listening. Hi, Eileen. And she voted for the dummy who tried to bribe an officer with a hookup for Taco Bell. And Dan voted for the dummy who pulled out a Monopoly card, get-out-of-jail card to give to the cop when they were pulled over. Now, Esmeralda, it is time for you to cast your decision for this dummy week.
Yes, and I am voting completely different from everyone.
Okay.
Dummy number 11.
Dummy number 11, who tripped over his pants while running away from a burglary.
Yes. I rewatched the video.
The video is hilarious.
Yes.
It is absolutely hilarious.
And I love a good falling over video.
Yeah. And that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
Right, right into the car.
We're going to have a call in, Dan. Because I'm going with the dummy who put the table and the chair in the middle of the crosswalk and ate pancakes. I love that story. He only lived 100 feet away from the intersection, and he did it as a prank. So I'm going with the dummy who set up a table and chair and ate pancakes in the middle of the street. Eileen's going with the dummy who bribed the officer with some Taco Bell. We got the dummy who tripped over his pants while fleeing a burglary, and that's Esmeralda. And Dan picked out the get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, call in right now, but you have to pick one of those four. You have to be a tiebreaker. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Set up a table and chair for the pancakes. You got the dummy who bribed him with the Taco Bell, the dummy who tripped over his pants while he was fleeing the burglary, and the dummy who gave the get-out-of-jail Monopoly card to a cop. Who do you think should win? This is the you break the tie with this vote. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, so let's see. We have we got somebody already. Here we go. Here's Mark on WGN. Mark, you're going to cast the deciding vote. What do you think?
I go with the Monopoly guy.
All right, you agree with Dan. Dan, you got it. All right.
Yep, okay. That's too good.
That's a great one. Okay, Mark. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
There it is. He cast the final vote, and our now our semifinalist moving on to face the first dummy winner is the get-out-of-jail Monopoly card guy. So there you go. And much love to all the other idiots and the dummies that were part of that segment. And we'll do it again next week as we get closer to Dummy of the Year. Here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. It's time for Straight Out of Context on this Friday morning. And this is when you listen to this station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 10-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, shall we start?
We shall. First up, Amanda in Georgia and Margaret from the North Side heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
The thing comes out, Bill. Didn't I show you that?
Oh, boy. All right.
Brian and Harold submitted this one of Rokan.
The steam is coming out right of the hole there in front of you.
I know.
And you get you look down there, it's kind of bubbling. You're like, oh, wow. My God, what am I doing here?
Wow. Wow, man. All right.
Don from Marengo, Sherry and Patrick emailed this one of you.
Pull out at some point, Dan. Wait a minute. What happened there? How did I not catch that? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Bon Jovi, and you wanted me to play the audio of Triumph, the insult comic dog, talking to Bon Jovi.
I see. And we never did play that back, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Don from Marengo also sent in this exchange between Esmeralda and you.
Lay down.
Lay down is a lot of laying down. Wow. What the hell was that, Esmeralda? Do you remember what we were talking about?
I have no idea.
What was it, Dan?
Last Fly Jams Friday, we had played several songs involving sitting.
Yeah.
And then we started to expand
on
that.
That's right. Okay.
Never Ready heard this one of you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is wrong. This is Lou
Maffedini. If it's filthy dirty, keep it, pull it out, leave it out.
Wait, can we hear that one more time?
Yeah, we'll go back. All right, Brian.
I know Esmeralda wants to hear this.
Brian submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
If it's filthy dirty, keep it, pull it out, leave it out.
It's like a song.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you. Yeah.
Another one of Lou from Johnsburg, AJ.
You want to do it gently and slowly.
Wow.
I feel like you could cut these into like just a whole remix of a song of Lou Manfredini.
You put a beat below it.
Oh, yeah.
Get Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas can come in and produce it. Yeah.
Margaret from the North Side emailed this one of Roger Badish.
I've had it both ways.
Wow. All right, Rog. Didn't know that. Okay.
Kathy in Antioch heard this one of Dave Schwann.
I saw you preoccupied down there.
That's good. That's good. Schwanny's a sick man. All right.
Eric sent in this one of Brian Noonan.
I'm not wearing pants.
Wow. I mean, that's, everybody knows that. That's common knowledge with Noonan. No Pants Noonan. That's what they call him. Isn't that his nickname? No Pants.
He Winnie the Poohs it.
He Winnie the Poohs it. Why does Winnie the Pooh bother to wear a shirt? I don't understand.
I don't know either.
I don't understand it.
For the honey.
So he's going to get honey all over him. Okay.
Kenneth Milwaukee submitted this one of Rokan.
I want Cooter.
I don't know why that struck me as so funny, but that's a good one. Okay.
Don from Marengo emailed this one of you.
I like what you've been doing in bed lately.
Oh, boy. That was with Esmeralda when we were complimenting each other.
Yeah.
With those fantastic compliments.
Yes.
That neither of us could refuse. All right.
Another one of you from Kevin in Iowa.
That's right around the time when Barry Manilow was like the biggest. What? Oh, okay. All right. I get it. Sorry. I was a little, I was waiting for something more to happen, but I understand where they went with that one. All right.
And another one of you from Javon
Come
in
on,
Dallas.
Come on, man. Put the shower on and go to town. What was going on there? What were we talking about there?
that was horror vacation stories. Every story involves somebody getting the stomach flu.
Oh, right.
You suggested.
All right, get in the shower and go to town. All right.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve Cochran.
You think after 35 years of doing this, I'd know what to do with these buttons.
Yeah.
And these of Dave Ennett and Andrea Darlis.
We don't all touch each other very often.
I touch you guys.
What in God's name is happening? Should we break?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break. All right, on that note, you'll let that one sink in. Let Dave Ennett and Andrea Darlis talking about touching each other, let that sink in for a couple of minutes while we give you the weather and the traffic right here on WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right, straight out of context. It's a Friday morning, and we're continuing to listen to everybody on this radio station be dirty. All right, Dan, shall we continue?
Yes, Eric is responsible for the next two. First up, Steve Bertrand.
Any idea why it's so hard?
Okay.
And then this one of Wendy.
Let's do it on the air.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Brian sent in this one of John Williams.
Also realize, wow, it's tiny.
Well, that's good. All right.
Tim heard this one of Roe.
Judy's on top of that.
Oh, boy. Wow, Judy. Wow. All right.
Ashley submitted this exchange between John Williams and Steve Bertrand.
I guess if you did something really good, you should give it some distance, not do it every single night.
Want to leave him wanting a little more, Johnny boy.
Was that, were they somewhere?
They were on remote, yeah.
They were, oh, they, you know where they did their show from?
Where's that?
The SNL exhibit.
Oh, did they?
They did their show. They did the show on the Weekend Update set.
Oh, nice.
I am so damn jealous. I have to get to that, by the way. I can't believe I've not gone to that yet. We should set something up. Maybe we should do a live remote from there. I mean, it'll be closed.
Yeah.
But I would love to go down there and do the show from the set of the Weekend Update desk. That would be like a dream for me.
There you go.
So anyway, yeah. All right.
Next up, Jesse emailed this one of me. They jammed that in there.
What was the, what were we talking about there?
That was also the vacation stories. That was me describing the framed picture of a unicorn.
Oh, right. Right.
You sounded so pained about it.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Harold sent in this one of Harry Tynowitz.
But they would find time to touch it. They'd touch it back.
Wow. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Esmeralda.
These gorgeous wood.
What?
These gorgeous wood.
Wow. Okay.
Mike submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
Do you take it out much anymore?
Not in the current climate, no. All right.
And finally.
Yeah.
Mark emailed this one of you.
It's just a little thing, though. I mean, you stick it in and boom. Now, what were we talking about there?
The separate rewinding machine from the VCR.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Why were there so many of me this week? What's happening?
That cough has made you
That's
dirty.
What it is. It's made me dirty. Here we go.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
Oh, yes. Nick D Show Spies, everybody. This is when you listen to this station 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time we said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We got some spies.
We have one clip from Wild Bill and Jugly. Earlier this week, Patty Vasquez was talking about historical movies, and one of your favorites got brought up, and you made sure that they knew that.
You know, I've never seen Reds. I've heard great things about Reds.
I like that.
You like Reds?
Say anything. Nick loves that movie.
He loves Reds?
Yeah.
It's with, isn't it Diane Keaton and Warren Beatty?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's Warren Beatty, I know.
Definitely Warren Beatty.
Yeah, he just walked by my studio, and he gave
yelled,
a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Now, listen, you know the story. I'm surprised you didn't mention the story, Esmeralda. You know the story that's connected to Reds, right?
What, are you mooning the TV?
I mooned the TV when it didn't win Best Picture. When Chariots of Fire beat Reds for Best Picture, I unveiled my 16-year-old butt to the TV. I was so unhappy I mooned the TV, which is really mature, but I was 16. So, Reds, by the way, is a magnificent movie. Seriously, one of my favorite movies of all time. And it is Diane Keaton, and it's Jack Nicholson, and it's Maureen Stapleton. It's a, oh my God, it's a gorgeous movie. Dan, have you seen Reds?
I have not.
You've seen Interstellar?
I have.
Christopher Nolan, besides being obviously influenced by other science fiction movies, especially 2001, was absolutely doing a tribute or an homage to Reds.
Also,
and all of the the documentary like witnesses talking about the past. You know how they
in the house
and how it's structured. They have all the witnesses and stuff. That's directly from Reds. That's exactly how Reds is structured and shot almost exactly the same way. Like he framed the witnesses in the same way that Warren Beatty framed the witnesses. And when asked about it, he says, "Yes, of course, I was influenced by Reds for that." So, oh man, that is a good movie. It's a long one though, folks. If you're going to watch Reds, you're going to have to rest up. It's over 3 hours, so you know you're going to want to get a little rest in beforehand.